Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, you say wheat prices have taken a beating recently. The big question, how low can they go now?
Well, let's look at a chart we showed last week that starts in January of 2008. Now, in January of 2008, we had prices all around upper eights, low $9. By March, early March in 2008, they peaked out at $12.16. Now, this price rally was because supplies were tight. Production had been low, use had been relatively good, and it drove prices up. But by the time we got into harvest, those prices had fallen to $8 to $9. Now, you remember the world's harvest starts in March in India and Asia and some of those, North Africa and some of those. So we had a good harvest coming on, and we had taken $3 or up to $4 off of that price between March and our harvest. By the time we got into early December, we'd dropped to $4.50. We'd taken $8 off of that price because of a good harvest. Now, prices wallowed around. They went back up to $9. They came back down. And as we got into June of 2010, they were down to $3.60. They rallied back up in 10, back up to near $9. We bottomed out in 2016 at $2.90. And so this shows you, looking back at 08 and 10, that we can have some big moves in the market. Now let's look at what's going on right now. We came into May, our prices peaked at $13.13 in Medford, our north central Oklahoma. This was not a supply driven, well, it was a supply driven because Ukraine and Russia taking a third off, but it was also a demand driven price increase because COVID starting back had driven the price up to in the $8 range. So we got a supply driven and a demand driven, got them to $3.13. We came into June this year, $11. The crop was looking short, but relatively good. And as we got into July, $8.20, we had taken $5 off the price of wheat.
Kim, very important to have that historical context so we can better understand kind of the ebb and flow right now.
That's because history tends to repeat itself.
Definitely. Okay, let's talk about corn, soybean, and cotton prices now.
Well, lower prices is in just about every market. I mean, you look at corn prices, you go back to May, $5.90, up into April, $7.40, now back down to $5.50, and our corn is just in the ground, and our harvest isn't for several months. But now we have had good crops down in Brazil and Argentina. You look at soybeans, go back to April, $13.30, $15 in early June, back down to $12.40 now. Cotton, a dollar back in April, March-April time period, got up to $1.33. Now these are new crop prices, 22 harvest prices, and they're down to 90 cents. You've seen oil prices, everything, all the commodities, the stocks, everything's coming down.
What do you think's behind that price decline?
Well, I think it's high prices and market jitters. When you get prices up into near record highs, the market gets nervous. Buyers and sellers both get nervous. Now, if you're looking at wheat and corn, you got to look at Russia and Ukraine because you took a third of the wheat off the market. Russia has now brought theirs back on the market. I think that's one reason that's coming down. You got Ukraine and corn, a big corn exporter. They're moving some of that back on the market, but it's slow. You got world production expected relatively good for wheat, corn, and beans. And you got China. China canceled maybe five cargoes of soybeans this week, and oil prices go down. That brings down corn prices. Ethanol also impacts the other prices.
So with all this in mind, what should producers do? Should they sell their commodities or hang on to things?
Well, you know me. One, have a written marketing plan. But two, I like to sell our commodities when at harvest, when we're getting them off the machine. We do not know what prices are going to do. There's a lot of risk in the market. And I say just get it over with and stagger it in over harvest.
All righty, Kim. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.